Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sabe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Sabe here with Mike Gary, and we have a little bit of an issue in the studio today. Our scheduled guest, Terry Fuzzy Johnson, who was part of the Flamingos back in the 50s and 60s, has had a minor mishap at home, so we are going to be winging it today, guys. And we do have a lot to talk about, so there's going to be a lot of random stuff I'm sure that's going to pop into. So, Mike, where are we going to start?
Well, you know, this is always, you know, this happens a couple times a year. I personally think it's a lot of fun when this happens, when you really are flying by the seat of your pants. You can have like kind of a no-holds-barred conversation. We're going to try not to get fired, but we'll see what happens. But we'll see about that as is. But there's a lot to talk about. We got a new pope from Chicago, American pope. That's pretty cool. But we're going to talk also about, you know, a lot of NBA that's going on. And just real fast, we'll get into that more in depth. And also, we should introduce our friend of the show and producer and our stat guy, Corey Marino. Corey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
He's our in-house guru statistician.
He is.
We've got some things to talk about today. We've got a new pitch in baseball, and we'll get to that pretty soon.
Yeah, I just want to real fast talk about the New York Knicks are back.
Wow.
The New York Knicks are playing the defending champion Boston Celtics and have taken a 2-0 lead over them by the time you're hearing this on the road. In fact, in the second round, only one home team has won.
You know, I am impressed. I don't want to watch a lot of pro basketball during the season. I'm more college-oriented a bit. Enjoy the game a little bit better because basketball, to me, there's, you know, just a lot to be desired. But the playoffs, different animal, and all the games, with the exception of maybe a round where Cleveland won in four games and Oklahoma City won in four games, the rest of them have been down to the wire. Every single game comes down to the last possession. Unbelievable. But, yes, the New York Knicks came from 20 points behind in both of the games on the road.
On the road.
Beat them at the buzzer.
In Boston Garden.
Yeah. And so, yeah. The New York Knicks are definitely in the Boston Celtics' head.
Yeah, sure. I would think so, too. Of course, you know, Jason Tatum's coming off a little bit of a wrist injury, but it's been a fantastic series. And also, we should talk about, you know, the OK City Thunder beat down.
Oh, man.
51 points.
They scored a record 87 points for the playoffs, a new NBA record.
And another NBA record, too, achieved in that game is SGA was a plus 51. It's the highest plus-minus we've ever seen since that stat has been kept by the NBA. Stick around, you guys. We'll see about that right after the break. Stay with us.
It's time for Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, volatility on the market that's been here for the last few weeks seems to be probably sitting pretty well with bankers and the buying and selling that's going on.
Yep, you are correct. Wall Street loves volatility. That's how they get they make their money, is buying and selling. Not necessarily what's in everybody's best interests in terms of planning for retirement. Basically, having peace or financial security, the volatility is always scary. And that's really why you need a financial advisor who's a little bit more than doing everything, tending to just your investments. They should be looking at everything else. I mean, bottom line, life is fragile. The people in our lives are the most important, whether that's a spouse and kids or siblings and parents or, you know, other family and friends. Our finances are there to protect those people that we love and ourselves. Financial planning is really to protect against the worst things that can happen while we hope for the best. So there are so many contingencies to plan for. Estate planning is to cover, you know, death or disability and how to transition your wealth to the next generation. And insurance is to cover health problems, death, disability, long-term care, car accidents, house fires. You name it, it's transferring risk of adverse results to another party. The investments, really, you kind of, at the end of the day, it's the way I look at investments is you have a choice that you can leave everything probability-based and at risk in the markets, or you can incorporate things that will guarantee outcomes, very much like what you do when you are doing your estate planning and or transferring risk through insurance. There are a lot of investments that guarantee outcomes. Basically, the whole idea is to plan to have success and not encounter it by chance. You know, it's really, let's make choices to deliver the results that we're looking for. The rest of life is really just taking it as it comes and kind of holding on by the seat of your pants and doing the best you can. So, I mean, there are some things that, you know, all the planning in the world can't prevent, like a health challenge arising in a loved one. I'm speaking specifically about my son. We're going to be taking the next 2 to 3 weeks off to tend to my own personal situation. So does that make sense, Ron, in terms of what I've shared with you in terms of volatility? And really the focus should be on everything else, not necessarily just the investments.
Well, absolutely, because speaking from a person that is in my age range, the volatility is not something that we want. You know, we want some stability, and we need to have assurances that the things that we've been planning on are going to be taken care of. And let's just hope that we can have some good guidance and how to protect that.
Anyway, you guys have a great time. I'll see you guys early June.
All right. Thanks so much, Brad. Brad Kreger.
They still call me the Penguin.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate all our terrestrial stations in the Salt Lake City area. Add in a station in Chicago soon, Ron. And also we got one up in Oxnard and all throughout California. We really appreciate all our listeners and all our terrestrial stations. Also, thanks for Sports Byline for putting this show on Sirius XM as well. And so, guys, we first got to mention friend of the show. We have to check out Melissa's Produce, proud partner of We'll See About That. Make sure to use Ron's VIP code RONSAY when checking out Melissa's.com. Not just produce, they do great gift baskets, all sorts of great holiday stuff. Maybe pick up something for mom while you're there because we got Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there this weekend. All right, guys, let's talk a little bit more about the NBA. We talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder. So they, right now, they defeated the Grizzlies in the first round, 4-0 sweep. Now they're facing the Nuggets with a friend of the show, the Joker. And Ron, you're mentioning during the break that the Joker looks a little bit out of sorts.
Yeah, you mentioned that you think he might have been hurt a little bit. You know, that's always a possibility. He fouled out in the third quarter. I stopped watching the game after the first quarter. Tuned in a little bit later, but 45 points in the first quarter, 87 points in the first half. NBA records for scoring, 149-106.
It's like an all-star game score.
43 points you lose in a playoff game?
Wow.
And you've got some terrific players on Denver's side. I just, you know, where was the defense? I understand they shot like 57% from the floor and 40%, 45% from the threes, but you put a hand up, get a body in front of somebody or something, you know. Unbelievable.
I have a hot take here. You ready for it, Corey?
Yeah.
Ready for my hot take? Does the Joker like playing basketball?
No.
Because when I watch the Joker play, I love to watch him because the way that he passes the ball, you know, the guile that he uses. But when I watch him, there's no joy in his face.
Well, this
am I wrong? Is that a hot take?
No, I don't think you're wrong because he always just, once he's done with, it's a job to him. Once he's done, he goes back to his homeland, and then he raises horses and lives with his brothers, and then he comes back here when the season starts. And he's never not in shape or whatever he needs to do, so it's not that he doesn't have a love for the actual game. I don't think he likes playing in the NBA and doing all the circus around basketball. And then this year, it kind of, you could see it on his face a little bit more. When you were talking about being hurt, I think he's also emotionally and mentally hurt because he got his coach fired in the middle of the season. Now he has to coach. He has... So his body's getting beat up by the Warriors and now the Thunder, and his teammates, he has to coach them, tell them where to be. He is just getting used up left and right.
Wow, that's an interesting take. I do think he loves to play basketball.
Yeah.
And I'm also convinced that, you know, he's not so much up for what goes around that, you know, the hoopla.
Yeah.
You know, he'd rather just, you know, take off his uniform and go home and, you know, not have to do some of this rest. And I understand that. You know, you're right. He's more animated now than I've seen him on the sidelines. I see him arguing with the referees more. Maybe it's just because of the fact that they're not playing very well, especially with defense. Maybe that's part of his problem. But, you know, and I can see where a person's greatness would allow him to get emotional too, because they expect more. You know, they want you to be more like he can be, and that's a tough call.
Let's move on to the next series in the West here. Of course, we have the T-Wolves, who beat our beloved Lakers, and they are facing the Warriors, who beat the Rockets. And sadly, Steph Curry has been diagnosed with a grade 1 hamstring strain and is a week out, and then day-to-day after that. That was sad to see because Steph Curry is a dynamic player, but still, Golden State leads at the time you're hearing this, 1-0. Jimmy Butler is kind of come to the forefront, and Draymond Green was stroking threes.
Draymond Green has had some runs, early runs, with some big shots, and that has kind of propelled Golden State into a very good position. If he can score a little bit more, he's gonna have to score more, but he's also gonna be a complementary thing. You're gonna have to try and find ways to score without Steph Curry, and that's going to be difficult, so you're going to have to spread it out. But kudos to Golden State. They came out there and they won against the odds. Curry went down, I think, in the first quarter, and he was having a great first quarter too. I think he scored 13 points before he got hurt. But yeah, Golden State now, I think, is a little bit up against it. They're going to be tested thoroughly, and who knows whether Steph Curry is going to be able to come back in a week.
Yeah, and if Anthony Edwards could take the next step.
Yeah, I thought it was going to go 6 or 7, and I thought Anthony Edwards was going to lead them, but he hasn't been playing well for the last couple games, even outside this series. An interesting thought was that a stat that I found was that this is Curry's first soft tissue injury ever. Oh. Because it was always his ankles and his knees. This is the first time he's ever actually strained or pulled something, which is actually pretty amazing for how long he's played in the NBA and he's running the whole time.
Well, he had multiple ankle surgeries when he was at Davidson.
Yeah. So it was usually just his ankle and his knee, but this is like the first muscle tissue that he's actually strained, which was interesting. But I just don't think without Curry, I just don't think they'll be able to have those heroic moments like that, hit that three.
It's not
like,
enough firepower.
Buddy Hield's also been on fire. We'll see if he cools off. It's just too much going for him right now, but I don't see it lasting.
All right, let's move on to the East where the shockers have happened. So we saw the Cleveland Cavaliers destroy the Heat. I mean, you talk about 50-point wins in the first round. Then they moved on and are taking on the Indiana Pacers. And by the time you're hearing this, as we're taping this, Indiana is actually two games up against the Cavs, who you and I both talked about, going to the finals this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only problem with, you know, what happens between, you know, the regular season and the playoffs, you know, they got bit by the bugaboo, you know, and they lost two players, you know, right at the end. So they had two of their better players on the bench for game one, and then they lost another guy. Excuse me, they had one on the bench and they had two got hurt. I think that's the way it fell because Garland is still not back.
Yeah.
So they're missing three of their top players. And they let a game get away as well. You know, it seems like the team that has the big lead is the one who's in trouble.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, don't go out too far because, you know, it's going to come down to the wire and they're going to hit a shot.
Unless you're OKC, go up 50 and you're okay. Right. But you're up 20, you're in danger.
Well, you know, the Knicks, I think this is the third time the Knicks have come from a deficit way back. First series, twice already in this next series. Indiana did it to Cleveland the other night, hits a three with 3 seconds to go to win the game. Denver's done it twice. It's all these heroics. But, you know, maybe Boston is going to have a very huge mountain to climb going to New York 2-down.
Can you imagine that atmosphere in Madison Square Garden?
It's going to be electric.
It's going to be, you're going to get the celebrities. Spike Lee's going to be going crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be, and I have to say something just real fast, that when I fell in love with the NBA, I was during the 90s when I was a little kid, because you'd wake up in the morning, you'd watch Saturday morning cartoons, you'd pour yourself a big, big bowl of sugary cereal. Then after Saturday morning cartoons on Channel 4, you get dun, 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 you get the NBA on NBC, and you had all those great Pat Riley coached Knicks teams against the Heat, and they'd fight. It was physical. It was defense. And this seems like this Knicks team is bringing that back. I mean, they're not scoring. They're winning by a score of 89 points.
They're just, I mean, they consummate team effort here by the Knicks. I mean, they've got guys contributing on offense, defense, you know, picking up the slack. Brunson has been the go-to guy. They've all played extremely well. The fight, the determination in them is relentless. It doesn't matter how far they've been down. And then you're going to have all the New York Knicks alumni there.
Yeah.
You're going to have all the
Charles Oakley
players. Yeah. You know, all the banners are going
to
be
Reed.
Looked at. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have told you that the Knicks would be playing Indiana in the division final to go on and play in the NBA finals. But you know what? It's certainly looking like that can happen.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun to watch. It's the atmosphere of Madison Square Garden is going to be electric. And if anybody knows about beating good teams in New York, it's one Ron Sand.
Well, have you ever been in Madison Square Garden?
I have not. No.
I have not either. And I have been to New York probably 50 times in my life, and I have walked past it, but I've never been inside of it.
Well,
the Taj Mahal. And I'm kind of disappointed that, you know, maybe the next time I go to New York, I'm going
to
go.
Well, if they go to the finals, maybe we can get credentialed and go cover it.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back. We'll see about that right after this message.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say.
And we are back. We'll see about that with the legend, champion, and MVP, Ron Say. I'm Mike Gary, Corey Marino. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power. It's available on wherever you find your books, Amazon.com, and also directly off his website with great signing options, theronsayshow.com, where you can find our complete podcast archives, all of our great guests, both in sports, in culture, music, film, TV, a lot of scientists, a lot of good stuff there, folks, so make sure to check that out. All right, let's move on and talk about a little bit of baseball, you guys. So, I understand that we have a new pitch.
Yeah, it's been brought to the attention. It's really kind of cool, I think, because most of the time we talk about, well, that pitch is obsolete now. They're not using that palm ball, that fork ball, that screw ball, this pitch, that pitch, whatever pitch. And now, apparently, there's a number of starting pitchers on the New York Mets who are using a pitch called the kick change, and I'm going to ask our in-house guru, Corey, to tell us a little bit about what he's been able to find about this new pitch.
So I found out that the kick change was originated with the pitcher Sean Anderson, who works for the Tread Athletics, which is a pitching lab, where he refined the pitch, and now it's spread to Hayden Birdsong, three of the starters from the Mets, Clay Holmes, Peterson, and their other reliever that they brought up. I can't remember his name. But so it's a kick change. It involves a unique grip where the middle finger kicks the spin axis of the ball, resulting in unusual movement. So in a traditional changeup, it fades. A kick change can have more vertical drop and sideways movement, making it difficult for hitters to adjust.
That sounds like a very interesting new pitch that's going to baffle some people for a while. Bert Hooton, he was one of those guys that had a unique pitch in the game, and it was called the knuckle curveball. And there have been a few players that have used it. They grip it a little bit differently. But Bert's knuckle curveball, when he came more over the top, it had more like a screwball action to a right-handed hitter. The ball would come into him, and instead of, the normal arm motion is the ball is going to probably be breaking away from you a little bit, down and away from you a little bit. But the this knuckle curveball that he threw, he would come back and say, God, he says, that one there acted like a screwball. And he says, I don't know exactly how I'm doing that, but I'm certainly glad that it's got a different rotation or a different bite to it, because you can't look – for the same thing all the time. You say, hey, it's like a knuckleball where there's nothing you can do with it if it goes the other way, but you're just going to kind of look for it in one spot. So if it's not there, you can't hit it. So it was very unique. But this pitch here sounds like, and if they're able to control it and throw it over the plate, or at least get it to that point where it's diving out of the zone right when you're swinging, it sounds like a pretty interesting pitch. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people are going to be looking at that.
Any data on whether or not this particular type of pitch will destroy your elbow?
No, not yet. We'll see. They have so much data now with all the cameras they're putting in each ballpark and seeing. They can tell the matter of centimeters that your batting stance changes from game to game and from pitch to pitch and from which count to which count. And same way with the pitchers. And it's insane. But yeah, so this pitch, it's more with the finger. So I don't think maybe a little blisters might
blister action. Yeah, I need some Neosporin on that.
Yeah, I don't know about any.
One of the things that I love about doing this show, and I love many things about doing this show, is I love to talk to Ron Say about hitting. Because it's like talking to a conductor of a philharmonic orchestra about music. There's something about talking to somebody who has, immense, 1% of the world expertise about something that I think is really fascinating and evocative. So let's talk about a little bit about that, Ron.
You're far too kind, by the way, but go ahead.
It's everything I said is true. So you're a hitter. You're a professional baseball player. Hitting a baseball is probably the hardest thing to do in sports. There's so many components that go on to making an effective hitter. So when you're up there and you look at a pitcher, what's the first thing you look for? Are you looking for his release point, for his grip? What are you looking for? What's your approach?
Well, the first thing I have to know the strike zone. You know, but that's key. You know, you can't just go up there with no thought in mind, you know. When you're facing somebody for the first time, you know, this is all information that you're storing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you try to read the scouting report and say that, you know, this guy throws 93, he's got a slider that's about 82 miles an hour. He's got a changeup, he uses the fastball, say 65% of the time. Maybe 30% of the time he'll throw breaking balls, slider, curveball. And then he'll use the change. And then you have to determine, you know, when is he using, you know, that changeup? What is his out pitch? How does he like to where does he go when he gets two strikes and needs an out or needs to try to strike you out? Depending on, you know, the situation of the game, if there's runners on base or, you know, how many runs you're at. You know, you're not going to try to trick when you've got a six-run lead. You're going to try to throw spots to spots. You don't want to walk anybody. You want to put yourself in harm's way. So you have to, you know, and then you just gauge it. And then you have an understanding of that top-end velocity. You know, here's how hard he throws. Does that bother you? No, I can get to that. What does his breaking ball do? If a guy is going to throw his best breaking ball, you're in a lot of trouble, okay? If he misses with it by an inch or two, you know, that's enough for you to take advantage of it. But you're always trying to barrel up. And, you know, it's like when I, as an example, you know, when a guy threw me a changeup early in the count, I was glad that he threw me the changeup early in the count. If this is a pitch that he likes to go to when he gets to two strikes or is trying to get you off balance a little bit, because then I've seen it.
Yeah.
And now I know, you know, what it is. And you know, one of the guys that I faced was called Mario Soto. He pitched for the Cincinnati Reds, Dominican player. He had three pitches, but his two main pitches were fastball changeup. Came out of the same arm angle, and then it's a matter of being able to detect, you know, which one is which, mm-hmm. you know? And that's hard when it's coming out of the same spot all the time.
Yeah.
Did not like to use his breaking ball so much. But, you know, it's like you throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, then you throw an 84-mile-an-hour changeup or something, and it's coming out of the same arm angle. And if he can get you just a little bit off, and then maybe mix in a breaking ball, maybe throw it for a strike or whatever. But very tough when a guy is very consistent with his pitches, and he will keep you off balance by changing speeds and hitting locations. The toughest guys that I had to face, I think, were the guys who were the finesse pitchers, you know, because they'd throw you a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and then the rest of it would be like, you know, I'm just going to finesse you the rest of the way. You know, I'm going to throw you a changeup over here. I'm
paint the corners.
Off of my fastball, maybe throw an 87-mile-an-hour fastball that's not necessarily changeup or whatever, but, you know, work the strike zone. John Tudor was a guy, a left-handed pitcher for the Cardinals, and he kind of threw from, he was a left-hander, a crafty left-hander, and his ball, you know, sank and ran a lot, you know, and he didn't throw that hard, but, you know, he mixed things up, and that's what kept you off balance a lot is just, you know, these guys that throw 95 miles an hour and they've got one pitch coming out of the bullpen. You better locate it because they're going to catch up with you. If you have to look for one pitch all the time, they're going to catch up with you.
Yeah, and you started that amazing
soliloquy.
Lost for words here. Soliloquy into batting, and you started by saying you have to know where the strike zone is. And in my research, looking at pitches and stuff, I found out that this year that the MLB made some changes and shrank the buffer zone of the strike zone.
I heard that.
But everybody's...
What do you mean, what's the buffer zone?
So the buffer zone used to be 2 inches, this little buffer zone around the actual rule book strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it would give them, like when they graded the umpires after...
Umpire's discretion within the buffer zone.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So they went from 2 inches around to 3/4 of an inch around.
Wow.
And they, they're like, whatever, it's the rule book never changed and the actual strike zone didn't change. But the catchers and the pitchers are pissed off because they said they weren't really informed. And one of the catchers, he wanted to be anonymous. He said he had a conversation early in the season. He was the umpire had asked him, what do you think about the new strike zone? His response was like, what new strike zone?
I heard that.
And
too.
Then the Giants pitcher, Logan Webb, was like, if the strike zone's smaller, I do think we should be told if it's smaller and the buffer zone might be smaller. We need to know this information.
What would the MLB's purpose of shrinking the strike zone? What was the purpose is that of that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
How did they go from 2 inches to 3/4 of it? I mean, I would have said 2-1 maybe, but why 3/4?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But all I do know is that okay. And that's kind of like
that, because that benefits
it's a
the
plus
pitcher.
Or minus.
No, it's benefiting the hitter because it has to be closer in.
Oh, because there's
the buffer zone.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So there's your.
So that's why the pitcher.
You're more
in
the sweet spot here.
And when you look at it, you know, I'm going to use this piece of paper. You know, when you look at the strike zone as this, and you say the ball, okay, all the ball has to do is be touching that thing, just the side of it. The rest of the ball is off it, right?
Yeah.
All it has to do is nick that thing.
Like the line in tennis.
Right. And now they're saying, well, we're giving you 3/4. Maybe that's 3/4 of an inch, right? They're giving you 3/4 of an inch off the plate. And it used to be 2 inches. Well, yeah, 2 inches is way too much. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, 3/4, I don't know who came up with 3/4.
But I mean, it's dependent, like, from ump to ump, right? I mean, was there certain umps that you knew, like, oh, this guy's got a strike box, a strike zone, huge strike zone?
We used to talk about this. You know, he's a high ball umpire, a low ball umpire. The guy is lenient on this edge but not this edge. You know, and it'll be hard for you to get this strike, but you'll get this strike down here. But when they go both ways, then it's really tough because the pitcher's gauging it just like you are, you know, because he's going to go to that spot if he knows he's going to get a strike called here. And now all of a sudden he goes to that spot and it's a ball. And you go to the other side where you say, hey, he's going to that spot and you don't have to take it. You can take it. Now it's a strike. Messes everybody up.
Yeah, that's when the pitcher takes his hat off and, like, starts, you know, snuffing around.
Yeah, puts his sword back in his, you know, and whatever else, and shoots the gun up this guy.
Just stick around. You guys will be right back. We'll see about that. Stay with us.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, outdoor and home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through May 14th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Count on Kohl's
goals for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
And we are back. We'll see about that. Thank you so much for joining us, whether you're listening live on radio stations around the country or on podcast, available on Spotify, Apple, or off Rob's website, theronsayshow.com. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1953, with a double and a home run, Roy Campanella, old Campy, drives in all the runs in the Dodgers' 5-0 victory over the Phillies at Ebbets Field. Campy's 40 RBIs in the first 30 games stay unequaled until Tino Martinez accomplished that feat in 1997 with my beloved New York Yankees.
Well, that's a heck of a feat, and I would have loved to have played in old Ebbets Field. I mean, that was, you know, an old ballpark, a lot of
small park.
Quaint, yeah. And you know, a different style. You know, I would have loved to have played in that ballpark. That would have been a lot of fun.
You look some of those, you know, there's a great Reddit subreddit where it's like old, you know, photos of old baseball stadiums. And, you know, you look at Ebbets Field, even old Yankee Stadium. I mean, they're small in the middle of a city. And so it's not like these mega domes that we have nowadays surrounded by miles of parking. It's just like a subway stop and then like one block and a baseball park. Anyways, Corey Marino, our crack sports producer. He works on so many of our great sports shows and does such a fantastic job. He was mentioning something during the break, and I would consider it a hot take. And here's the Mr. Marino's hot take. This hot take is that the K-Zone, that box you see when you're watching baseball on ESPN or Fox or TBS or whatever, that tells you whether or not, as a viewer, if it's a ball or a strike, is not good for the game. Please expand on that point.
Yeah, I just think it's in kind to the same as the NBA 2-minute report. It's showing where you were wrong in the most crucial moments. So it's like not, I think it's good for the baseball people to watch, but not like, I don't think the MLB needs to answer all these questions on umps every week for every call. And it is holding them accountable, but I just thought like it's not a great PR move for them when the average fan can see and the below average fan can see and they don't understand. Like we were talking off break, you were talking about the x-axis, the y-axis, and the z-axis, and how it actually has to go through the zone, and you can't see it, but it can come out, and the way the angles that see, it's mathematical, it's geometry, and some people just want to watch the game, did it go through the box, and if it doesn't, they get real pissed off.
Well, it's for entertainment, you know, and they're trying to educate you and show you how these things work, but they get a lot of attention being spent on grading the umpires, and make no mistake about it, the home plate umpire has an enormous job. He's the busiest and has the most difficult job on the field between the umpires because he's involved in every play. And there's a lot of pressure when you go behind the plate, no doubt.
Yeah, I can imagine. And so that leads us to, you know, the next logical conclusion of that, of the K-Zone and the difficulty of being a home plate umpire. Robot umps, what do we think?
I think it's inevitable. I don't think a full robot ump will be for a while.
So you think maybe like a VAR style, soccer style?
Yeah, so like what they were practicing in spring training in AAA, the challenge. So where you tap your helmet and see if it went through the K-Zone and see if it touched or anything. And It worked pretty well from what I saw during spring training.
Well, I mean, the league for years has been, you know, trying, one of their great goals is to speed these games up. And as we've seen in the NBA with the last 2 minutes of NBA games with all these challenges and timeouts, that, you know, if we did, you know, challenges in VAR, would that lengthen the game?
Well, exactly. You know, I think that if you manipulate it too much, it kind of goes in the other direction. You know, you're trying to eliminate this, but that's exactly what the problem is. You're actually, now the game is lasting longer.
So spring training, they actually did. So in like 60 games that they used it, they only gave each team two, but it was unlimited if you got the challenge correct. They timed it, and it only added 3.5 minutes, they said, to each game.
What do we think?
I think that they're going to continue to experiment until they find the answer that suits them, and then they're going to implement it at some point in time. How they do it, I don't have any idea, but – you know, for the last how many years have we seen, you know, hey, we got a new rule that's coming into play this year. You know, hey, we're going to have bigger bases. You know, we're going to have a runner at second base in extra innings. We're not going to have the shift anymore. You got to have two guys on the other side of the bag. You know, they're going to continue.
And every time they do that, Ron, is, you know, that takes it farther away from the kind of what makes baseball great is that you can go and compare eras because, I mean, fundamentally the rules have been the same up until, you know, a certain point.
Right.
Where you can go back and be like, okay, let's look at Ron Say's numbers versus Mickey Mantle's numbers and see what's, you know, what's going on. See, you know, who would be successful in what different era.
Well, you know, we you know, when I started watching baseball, we had a 154-game schedule. You know, then it went 162, and we had one division, then we had two divisions, and then we had three divisions with wild card teams. It's all about money. We have more playoff games. That's why all these playoff records are for today's modern day players. They're not for the players of the past because they didn't have an opportunity to play. I mean, when you went to the World Series back in the 50s, winner of the American League played the winner of the National League in a 7-game series. And if the Yankees were going to win in 5 games, boom, there's your playoff.
And I love that style, though. I mean, I love the play. All playoffs are great. Playoffs are great. But what was great about that, when you look back at it, is that every week of the season mattered. Mm-hmm. There was no such thing as clinching, you know, your wild card with 3 weeks to go and then resting your best arms and resting your best hitters.
When guys went on the DL, they had to get back as fast as possible. Winning was the only option. There wasn't second place. There was no wild card. Losers go home. And, you know, the gate would hurt because you would have teams like Colorado and Chicago that aren't going to be drawing for 5 months. They're going to draw the first month, and then it's going to be over with. And then you have all these other teams that are in the middle of the pile that are going to be losing, you know, their fan base, too, because they're not in or 20 games out halfway through the season with no chance of recovering.
Yeah.
And so they got smart. You know, they made it now a game where you're – probably going to watch it right down to the end of the season because there's so many available places with so many different teams. You're going to keep your fan base in the ballpark in September rather than going to football.
Yeah, and also, you know, you have playoff games. That means national games. That means more media money
right.
for you.
Absolutely.
And then another thing I saw that I thought was interesting, and you guys were just talking about the difference between comparing the old stats and the new stats and the old talents and stuff, is, and one of my biggest gripes of baseball is the differentiation of the ballparks.
Yeah, the dimensions.
The dimensions. And, yep. Like, I got that, like, when you were saying it was in the middle of a city from a bus stop and it was in the middle of right there. Now we have these huge things. I think it should be regulated, but people are getting pissed off because the Yankees have that short porch. And so now there's going to be a new stat that they're thinking of working with that will have home runs in over 50% of the parks. It'll be like – what did they call it? I can't remember, but it was like a pro home run to where if you have a pro home run, it means it would have gone out in 50%.
You get two runs for that?
I don't know.
Now we're getting into miniature golf territory. Well, now we're starting to get into miniature golf.
Look, if they wanted to, take away that short porch, they put a net up in front of it. Right? And so you got to go 30 feet over the
net. Yeah, like the Green Monster.
Right. Yeah. I mean, look, you look at San Francisco, and San Francisco, you look at that ballpark, the new one that they have downtown.
That Petco.
That's a difficult park, I would say, to have power stats. You know, you've got a corner out in deep right center field that's like 421 feet away. You've got the bay down the right field line.
Thick air.
You've got a big old high brick wall. And then when you get to center field, which is, you know, I would say fair distance, regular distance, and about the only place that ballpark really balls carry is to dead left field. So that's a tough park, and it's downtown. So, Candlestick Park was a very difficult ballpark to hit in because you had the wind blowing in from left field. And yet the flagpole out in center field would be saying, hey, the wind's blowing out. No, it was an illusion because the wind would come down towards home plate, and then it would whip out towards the right field corner, and then that excess wind would shoot down the right field line and out towards center field. So the wind says it's blowing out, but it's really blowing in. It was incredible. Willie Mays, my guy, developed a inside-out swing to right field where he would take advantage of that swirl that would go out that way. So, yeah, when Willie McCovey thrived at all the left-handed hitters, not your right-handed hitters.
Barry Bonds had a lot of home runs in the Bay Area.
Well, you know, there's no question that, you know, he would have hit home runs anywhere. Unbelievable talent. It's hard to even fathom the numbers that he put up those years where he either was or he wasn't. But, you know, 73 home runs. And then, you know, I would say, hey, geez, how would you like to say to your manager? He says, well, he said, my number one power hitter lost 24 home runs on his total from last year. Wow. You know, what did he hit? 8, 7, 6, 5? 49.
Do you think he's ever going to get into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, geez, I don't
know. Let me just say something. I've been, as you know, behind the scenes, I've been dealing with a little bit of an injury, and I got a cortisone shot. Uh-huh. And
yeah,
it helps.
Yeah,
and so I mean, I don't think I can't go and hit home runs, but it may be, you know, be able to walk a little bit without pain. Yeah. So I mean, if we're just talking about recovery, uh-huh. I mean, what's the harm here?
You mean with cortisone shots?
Yeah, PEDs.
Oh well, I mean, look, we they do work, and I remember I it was kind of funny, not funny, but you know, I had tweaked my wrist. And we were on the road, and I really needed a cortisone shot to help through this. And we were in Cincinnati, and their team doctor refused to give me a cortisone shot.
A little home.
So I had to wait till I got home to take care of it. And as soon as it did, you know, the soreness went away, and I was able to get it back pretty soon. But yeah, I mean, look, the part where I can understand where people may not be in total understanding of what's going on. With stuff like that is when I first started playing, you know, we would go back east early in the season, and it's a little cold and got a little bit of a chill, and you know, weren't feeling 100%. And the first thing we had our team doctor say to us when we got back home, for those guys who were a little bit under the weather, he said, "Do you want a B12 shot?" Yeah, sure, let's do it. You know, and yeah, it helped. But, I mean, was it a B12 shot?
No, it was not, Ron.
Okay.
There was B12 in there, but so, there was some other stuff in there, too.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, you are now, I mean, if we weren't tested for that, you know, the doc says, hey, B12 does help. You know, it does. We feel it makes you feel better. But, yeah, there's always going to be issues with that. There's something out there, and they're always going to be a step ahead of you.
You think real fast, Corey, should Barry Bonds be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, because it takes skill to hit the ball, even though, like, if you take the length away, he still has to put the barrel on the ball.
Even really faster? Do you think if he was nicer to the media when he played, he'd be in the Hall of Fame already?
Yes.
Do you run? Do you think if he was nicer to the media, he'd be in the Hall of Fame?
Maybe.
I don't think I can answer that, but, you know, I mean, it's like possibly putting Pete Rose in posthumously. You know, you know how I feel about posthumous things.
Yeah, what's
I mean,
the point?
It's too late.
Yeah,
who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, who's exactly. The benefit? Nobody. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back, guys. Wrap things up. Stay with us.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
And we are back wrapping things up. We'll see about that. Make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available wherever you find your books. Also available directly on his website with great signing options, ronsayshow.com. Also, Ron's on Instagram.
And we are. And if you have any special requests, you can also get me over at Cameo. But, yeah, I need to get back on my Instagram. I haven't done any real posting for quite some time, and got to get back and
yeah, I miss you on my Instagram feed. I mean, you, right now it's pretty much all, you know, barbecue and stuff like that, and yeah, cute cat videos. Ron, we talked about, what is the Hall of Fame? Yeah. What does it mean anymore?
Well, I don't really know what the prerequisites are anymore for this. You know, obviously when you talk about, you know, Bonds and Clemens, possibly Palmeiro, Sosa, McGuire.
A-Rod.
They, yes, A-Rod. And, but, you know, it is my understanding, and I will not at this point be naming names, but it's for those who do vote, it seems as if they've crossed the barrier already. There are people in there that did. And so are those other people now going to be more eligible? They're all Hall of Famers as it stands.
Yeah.
You know, with numbers that they put 100%. Up. They're just like Pete Rose.
Yeah.
But you make a few mistakes down the line, and for those who want to, you know, hold it up and continue to hold it up in today's standards, there's probably a small chance that they might get in. So I'm not one who votes. I have no way of telling, but you're going to have a lot of things, a lot of pitchers, I think, in the future because of the way that they do things with the pitching staff these days. You know, you're only going to pitch five innings. You're going to throw so many pitches. You know, wins aren't important. All this stuff. You're not going to have guys who are going to win 200 games anymore. And they probably are pitchers that are be worthy in their era of being in the Hall of Fame.
I think you should take it out of the writers' hands. I think the writers have become far too biased as this custodians of baseball and all that. Give it to retired players. Give it to current players. Give it to current baseball people, not the writers. That's just my take.
Yeah, well, okay. I can deal with that.
All right.
All right.
This was fun, Ron. Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. And we're going to reschedule Terry Johnson. I hope that he'll be able to join us within the next month and hope that he's recovering well at home.
All right, you guys, once again, make sure to check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available on theronstayshow.com or wherever fine books are sold. Follow him on Instagram, hit him up on Cameo, and we'll see you guys next week. We'll see about that.